You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. On Friday evening at a Senate campaign rally in Alabama, President Trump took on NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem at the start of a game. The players in question say they're protesting racial injustice in the United States. The following audio contains language that some listeners might find offensive.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
The president continues his attacks via Twitter on Saturday, and responses rolled in what our guest says was an unprecedented collective action and show of solidarity by players. Liz Clark is a sports reporter for The Washington Post. Liz, welcome to Central Time.
Well, I'm thrilled to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, we had these comments from President Trump. We heard some of them on the show today already, then followed by tweets. What were the first signs of response from NFL players and management?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because at the paper, we have been working on compiling a TikTok, so we're all clear about the point you asked. So his remarks, of course, were made in Alabama at sort of a rally, campaign-style rally, on Friday evening. So it was roughly 6 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday that the NFL formally responded with a statement from Commissioner Roger Goodell, which was critical of the comments. And that was quite notable because I think a lot of people, knowing how kind of neutral and apolitical the NFL prefers to be, as many multi-billion dollar corporations, you know, prefer to be, a lot of people thought, well, they just might let this pass without comment. So once the commissioner made his remarks about 6 a.m. Saturday, about midday on Saturday, the New York Giants owners issued a statement that was more pointed and critical of President Trump. And so as Saturday unfolded, I believe 11 NFL teams, 11 of the 32, issued statements from their front office, either their CEO or their president. And then Sunday, the big game day, dawned, and 19 other NFL teams followed suit with statements of their own as the games unfolded, and the Washington Redskins were the last to weigh in. They played the Sunday night game, so they timed their statement around their kickoff. So at this point, if I've got it right, only two of the 32 teams have not made a formal response to the remarks.
And that's really something, because while players might venture into controversial territory, as you were saying, it seems like NFL as a league and the owners tend to be allergic to political controversy.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, you might find that many of them, I mean, they're almost all billionaires, many of them tend to be conservative, you know, on the political spectrum themselves as a matter of choice. But I think more as businessmen, you know, they don't see a lot of gain in, you know, politicizing their game. That notion that sports and politics are separate spheres has been obliterated, you know, by the events of the last 72 hours. So you no longer can separate them, as much as many fans would like to say, shut up and play. You know, if they're being harsh or just like, I want to be entertained, don't bother me with your politics, you know, they're now intertwined, at least at this moment in the NFL. And it's not something I think the NFL was looking for, but felt the need for various reasons to respond. And that said, of the 30 teams that responded, there's a really wide range of both the tone and the substance of the statements that came out.
Right. Talk about that range a little. I'm especially interested in Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots, who had been, I believe, supportive of Donald Trump in the past, saying he was, right, disappointed in the president's remarks.
Yes. He is a Republican, a proud Trump supporter. I believe he's a significant donor, or has been, either to the campaign or to the inaugural fund, and is frequently photographed, I want to say, at Mar-a-Lago with the president. So he's, you know, very proud of his political leanings, yet his his statement was notable in that it mentioned he unequivocally he was disappointed in the president's remarks. So that kind of got a lot of people talking. Now, of all the 30 statements, very few mentioned President Trump by name. Some mentioned the presidency, but several, you know, made no mention of that and rather spoke affirmatively of freedom of speech, players' right to voice their opinion, players' right to express themselves on issues they care about. And in some of those, if you just picked up the statement disembodied and didn't have the context, you would have no idea what the context was, you know. And the Redskins were on that spectrum, talking about football is a great unifier, and we support our servicemen and women, which are, you know, wonderful virtues that no one could take issue with, but you wouldn't naturally connect the dots. Oh, this has to do with what the president said.
Talking to Liz Clark, sports reporter for The Washington Post, about a weekend of political protest in the NFL. And Liz, we've been spending our time in the owner's booth so far. Let's go down to the sidelines now. What
sure.
did we see from players starting in London Sunday morning and going on through the day?
Yes, it was sort of my job yesterday while I'm among our three Redskins writers. I had the role of monitoring every game I could see, you know, to see what was unfolding on the sidelines. And the tone was set early in London with the Baltimore Ravens game, and in which players stood on the sideline for the pregame ceremonies, which typically includes the national anthem and a display of the flag, and they locked arms shoulder to shoulder to convey solidarity. And some of the players were kneeling and some stood, but among them, they presented a unified front by having a hand on the man next to him, whether seated or standing. And it was a very powerful statement, obviously a wordless statement, but a statement that we stand together. That unfolded throughout the day. There were two or three teams. I want to say the Steelers. I can't remember who else. Maybe it will come to me.
I think the Seahawks.
Who chose, you know, to stay in the locker room and just sort of sit out the pregame ceremony so that the teammates were not forced to, do I stand, do I sit, do I do whatever. They just sat it out. I believe Seattle was one. And that's certainly a way to go. But for the most part, teams took the field, their customary spot along the sideline. A few teams were joined by their owners who stood along with them and linked arms. So the Redskins owner did that, as did the Eagles owner, and I believe the Jaguars owner, you know, very proudly to show that they are united. While in truth, there's a pretty big variation among players about what exactly, you know, moved them to do this. What is the hot button? What's the trigger here? And what do they feel is the appropriate way to protest? You know, and there are some who feel that no matter how insulted or appalled or outraged I am, I will never kneel in the face of the American flag. I'm going to stand, but I'm also going to speak my mind. But the bigger point was, it's not going to divide our locker room. It's not going to divide our league that we have differing opinions here, but we all are one. And one thing I kept hearing, and I was very moved by, is that if you call my brother an SOB, you call me an SOB. And my brother may be my teammate. He may be another NFL opponent that I want to beat silly, you know, on Sunday, but that's my brother. So there's a sense that you call one NFL player an SOB, you've called 1,800 an SOB.
And this all goes back to Colin Kaepernick, currently unemployed NFL quarterback, and he started his protests aimed at drawing attention to racial injustice, concerns about police brutality. Have players and others been specifically talking about that issue over the weekend?
Yes, certainly some, many, know exactly the issue that moved Colin Kaepernick to take a knee, that it is, you know, police brutality against minorities, against African Americans. For others, the issue has gotten broader. So for others, it's, you know, kind of what I was trying to say before. Maybe I was, I understood how Kaepernick felt, and it's certainly his right to do it. That's not going to move me to take a knee. Maybe that might have been their position up until Friday. But when the President of the United States, you know, calls for a peaceful demonstrator in their league to be fired, to lose his job, for anyone who chooses to protest in that way to lose their job, and then calls on fans to boycott the games, you know, that was like a bridge too far for many of them. It's like, whoa. Okay, so now I'm going to identify with my brother. You fire him, you fire me. Or, you know, so I know I'm kind of all over the place in explaining this, but I think there are some who are very core about the issue that started it. But I think President Trump has inflamed, kind of, you know, put a match to this and broaden the conversation and broaden the division. And you might even wonder if he's trying to drive a wedge, you know, between in locker rooms, between the fan base and the NFL, or in our country. And it, a lot of this falls along racial lines, which is why it's very significant each time, you know, white players stand alongside African-American players. And as Chris Long has eloquently done, and many, many others, it's broader. They're feeling that their fundamental rights of expression are not only being attacked or denied, but, you know, the SOB thing, it clearly played well in Alabama, a state without an NFL team, a state that kind of represents the core of the president's base, if you will, but it didn't play well in locker rooms, regardless of where players stand on the spectrum of the issues.
Liz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
That was Liz Clark, sports reporter for The Washington Post, talking about this weekend's NFL games and the reaction from players and owners to criticism from President Trump.